obviously excited to add Dayton Jones, all right, to our defense. As we watched Dayton, you could see him do a lot of the things that we ask our defensive linemen to do. You know, we feel he brings versatility from the standpoint that he has very good length. He has the ability, I think, to play either outside or the defensive end. And obviously we play an awful lot of sub-packages today in defending the offenses that we have to defend. And so he can move inside and play inside. You know, he's an athletic player, you know, has some basketball background, has played basketball. I think he's a high-character guy with a very good work ethic. And, again, as we watched him play, it was easy to project him playing in our defense because they play a very similar defense to UCLA.
How good of an inside rusher do you think he can be?
Well, he's athletic and he's long. And so he moves with ease. I think that he'll be able to give us rush inside. And I think in our 3-4, you know, he can play out at defensive end and he can be an inside player, you know, and I think do a good job in both the run and the pass inside.
How important is that height, just being a couple inches taller?
Well, it's important. You know, being able to, if you're drawing up, you know, a defensive end, you'd like to have a guy, you know, with this kind of height, you know, and length to him. So it was one of the things that was appealing to us.
You know. Do you expect, Don, that you would want to put a little more weight on him?
Oh, I think he has a big frame. He's a very lean guy when you see him. You know, I don't know what his percent body fat is, but he doesn't, you know, doesn't have a lot of excess. So I think he's one of those guys that, you know, just a natural progression, you know, that he'll be able to put on weight.
Down the scouting process, did you really look at guys that could go up and down the line that could be excited on the edge as well?
Well, you know, I've always felt the more versatility a guy has, you know, than, you know, the number of different schemes you play. You'd like to have a guy that can potentially play all three downs for you, you know, and we think that he has those type of abilities.
Don, when Ted was down here, he said, trying to add a little more speed to the defense we think is a good idea. When you look back on the 49ers game and the way the season ended, is that something that you feel like you guys need more of, the speed?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you'd like to have as much speed as you can. And I think the way the offenses are heading, I mean, all you have to do is, you know, we work against our offense every day on the practice field. And you're going to be spread out. You know, it's become more of a space game. You know, anytime you're spread out and you've got to cover space, the quicker and faster you are, the better you're going to be, probably.
What distinguished him from Sylvester Williams?
I think they're different style players. Obviously Sylvester Williams is bigger, but you know, Dayton is longer, and you know, with that, I think could play, can play all the positions that we would ask him to play.
Would outside, would rushbacker be one of those positions?
Well, there could be times, if we're in a four-down look and he's playing inside and you want to stem into a defense where he could go outside, I think he very well could go outside and be one of those guys to where, you know, he can play down over a guard and then all of a sudden you stem and move, and we have a number of things that we do that way. And so you like those athletic guys, all right, that can go out into space and can rush from outside. So it just gives you more flexibility if a guy can rush both inside and outside because you can move him around. And we do, we do that with Clay a lot from the standpoint of when Clay lines up on the right side, and then you'll see Clay stem, and he'll be inside. He might be on the other side. And if you have a guy that can replace him out there when you move him around, it helps.
Were you surprised he was there?
Oh, you know, I never know where these guys are going to go. You know, I know, we've had a good feel. We had a good interview, at the combine. You know, he has a good presence about himself. And, you know, the things you hear from there at UCLA, they like his character, his leadership, his work ethic, you know, all those things that I think are important, you know, to be able to move forward and make the transition.
Tom, how do you compare him to Colin Jenkins?
You know, he's taller than Colin, but, you know, that's one of, I think, Colin's strengths was, you know, his ability to move around and play different spots, you know. So, you know, these guys that have, you know, that size and they can play at times like a big linebacker, you know, type of thing. So, again, you like the basketball background because, you know, obviously he's had to be able to move around and have some lateral movement, and, you know, his testing was good.
Thank you.